Daf Chof Hei Yom Beis. The Mishnah says, "B'shloishu mekoymois, in three places in the Beis Hamikdash, ha'kahanim shomim b'Beis Hamikdash." The kahanim used to be there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. This is like a mitzvah, say, to watch the Beis Hamikdash, and the Rosh learned that the mitzvah to watch is both b'yoyim and b'layla. And the Indian is not just time we're afraid that somebody would steal or rob something, but as covered a Beis Hamikdash, as b'shom was a mitzvah to watch the Beis Hamikdash. So three places in the Beis Hamikdash they had shomim people to watch. These three places were the Beis Avtinus, and this room called the Beis Avtinus, that was a place where they used to make the Keteris, and it was named the Beis Avtinus because that mishpachos of the Kanim, they would be key in making the Keteris. Second room, second place was the Beis HaNitzutz, that's the house of the Nitzutz. Some say the pshat was like an open porch there, like one wall was open, that the light used to come in. So it's always very light there, it's called Nitzutz. Other Mepharshim learned the pshat, there's always a burning light there, it's always have an Esh Tamid, like in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why that room was called the Beis HaNitzutz. And the third place was called the Beis HaMoikad. And the room called the Beis HaMoikad, Moikad usually means like a fireplace. They used to always have a lot of fire burning there in order to keep warm. Like the Kohanim used to walk barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash, so if they get cold, they come into this room to warm up. Or else after the Kohanim went to the Beis Tefillah to the Mikvah, they would warm up in this place called the Beis HaMoikad. So the kids in these three places, that's where Kohanim were watching the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Beis Avtinus or Beis HaNitzutz, these two rooms, Hoyu Aliyus, they had like attics, they had rooms on top of them. They had an Aliyah built on top of it. And the Haroivim Shomrim Shom. Haroivim means the young Kohanim, the very young, the children that did not come to the age of doing the Avodah yet, they used to watch there, the Aliyus Elum. And these attics upstairs, they used to watch there. Now, Beis HaMoikad, Mashenk, in the room called the Beis HaMoikad, that did not have an aliyah, did not have a room built on top of it, but rather kippah, was a very tall room, and had like an arch on top of it. So there was no aliyah there, but rather the roof was made like an arch, it was like round on top. Obayas Godel Hoy was a very big room, the Beis HaMoikad was a very big room. Now, Mukaf Ravdim Shalevin, it was surrounded like, made out of, blocks of stone. In other words, from the wall of that room, they had big stones sticking out. That's called, it was like roivdim, it was like paved with stones sticking out, and these stones sticking out, the ziknei base of Yeshenim Sham. And the elder, the Kohanim, they used to sleep there on nighttime on these stones, there was big stones sticking out, they used to lie down on top of the stones. They had the keys of the Azor in the hands. In other words, they were appointed to take care of the keys. Nobody could take it from them. Now, Pirchei Kuno, the young Kohanim, the young ones, they already were over by mitzvah. They came to this man to do Avodah, just they were young ones. Now when they're Ziknei, they were not old yet. That's called the Pirchei Kuno. Ish Kistei Boretz. Each one had like his own blanket on the ground, and they would sleep on the ground. Now, Lohoi Yishrein Bevigdei Kodesh, they would not sleep with the big day kuna, with the big day kodesh, and rather poishtin, they would take off the big day kuna, and mekaplin and fold it over, or manich anois and tachas rashem, they put it down underneath their heads. And the Gemara said, not that really it was under the head, that they leaned on it, had enough from it, because thus about no, but rather they put it down on the side by the head to like watch it. Or mischasim b'chusus atzmon, when they went to sleep, they had their own clothing, they put on the big day choyl when they went to sleep. Now, what's going to be Eira Keri Liechmeh? Let's say one of the Kohanim saw a Kri became a Balkeri over in the nighttime. Some Zerah came out of him. So, Lachor is Yoitse, would have to go out. Boilechleh, go out.